A Tale of Two Beasts, written and illustrated by Fiona Robertson, published by K. Miller Books. Part 1. The Strange Beast.
I was walking home from Grandma's house through the deep dark woods when I spied a strange little beast. He was stuck up in a tree and whining sadly, so I decided to rescue him. Weep! I will call you Fan, I told him, and I wrapped him warmly up in my scarf and carried him safely home. I gave him a lovely bath and a gorgeous new hat and sweater and a delicious bowl of fresh nuts. I made him a beautiful house and gave him Lord Rex to play with. I took him out for lots of long walkies to keep him fit and healthy. And I showed him off to all of my friends, who loved him nearly as much as I did.
Oh, amazing!
Awesome!
He's so cute!
But for some strange reason, the little beast did not look very happy. In fact, he was looking rather hot. I hope he's not sick, I thought, and opened the window to cool him down. But then something terrible happened. He threw off his clothes, leapt out of the window, and ran away as fast as he could back to the deep dark woods.
Then,
Fee, 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 Fee.
I wanted to go look for him, but Mama had other plans.
Dinner time.
Bruh.
Bath time.
Bedtime.
Grr. I couldn't sleep. I missed the little beast. I wondered if I would ever see him again. But then, a small furry shadow appeared at the foot of my bed. The strange little beast had returned. He seemed quite pleased to see me, and I began to think that maybe, just maybe, he wasn't that strange after all. I wonder why he came back.
To be continued.